very blessed Thursday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. If you're just joining us this week or this month, thank you. It is such an honor to be with you in faith and goodness and all the righteousness of God. Certainly no better song to begin this beautiful October Thursday morning than with the appreciation of waking up and saying to God, this is the day the Lord has made. Join with Danny Gokey on his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Mercy's rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away.
You wake up this morning and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to have this new day to bring joy and blessing unto others, grace and mercy to my community. Please sing with Jason Crabb on his wonderful Good Morning Mercy.
Sunshine on my face, living's good.
It is so very, very important if you're taking care of others in your life that you are the best that you can be. If you're in the valley of one or more aspects of your life, whether they be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, it's so very hard to help others, especially if unfortunately they may be in the hospital or they may be sick. I often go into hospitals and I say to families, have you been home yet? Have you taken a nap, taken a shower? Have you eaten today? Go heal yourself first. Join with Kirk Cameron on his wonderful words, heal yourself first.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
I hope you've given thanks to God this morning. Did you open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for allowing me this brand new day to put one foot in front of the other so I can perform and I can know my given purpose and mission for all those in my circle of love and my circle of life. Sing with Marshall Hall on his wonderful Thanks.
Lord, for the strength you give, to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks, thanks, I give you. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment, when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks, sing it with me, church, now thanks, thanks.
I wanted to remind you that for those of you who celebrate and commemorate and observe Yom Kippur, the holiday that says this is the day of atonement, the day of forgiveness, this day of saying, I'm sorry. It begins tomorrow night on Friday, and if you, family member or neighbor, does not have a lovely place to observe Yom Kippur and services yet, I do services in South Jersey. It would be an honor to have you join. Please contact me anywhere that you want, social media, on Facebook, on Instagram. Just Google my name, Borsky, B-O-R-S-K-Y, Cantor Scott, and you will find all the information and contact me with any questions so you can come to Yom Kippur services and you can acknowledge that God loves you just the way you are. Never compare yourself to others. You are who God made you to be in God's image. Sing with For King and Country and the wonderful Jordan Sparks with Love Me Like I Am.
Loose wires always getting tangled now. I am a little bit difficult. I can be a little self-critical now. No, I am a little unable to put all my cards on the table now. Somehow you're still with me. It's amazing that you care. Love me like I am. And even when I can't, you still love me as I am. Oh, I don't know how you do it. And I know I put you through it. Yeah, it's amazing that you care. Love me like I, love me like I. You love me like I. Oh, you love me like I.
Would you help me welcome to the stage Jordan Sparks?
I am a little uneven, in need of a little more healing now. Yes, I am.
Oh, and I feel a little unfixable, but you're nothing short of a miracle now. It's amazing that you can love me like I am. And even when I can't, you still love me as I am. Oh, I don't know how you do it. And I know I put you through it. Yeah, it's amazing that you can love me like I, love me like I.
Sing deep into our souls. I'm gonna sing You Love Me. You sing M, just like this. Here we go.
You love me like I.
You got more in you. Come on, San Diego.
You love me like I.
All the ladies with Jordan, sing it out.
You love me like I.
And the fellas with Luke, come on, what you got, Luke?
'Cause you love me like I. It's amazing that you can love.
love me like I, love me like I am.
Often we want things now. We want our dreams and goals and aspirations to come true now, but we're looking at the daily picture, the small picture, and we don't see what God sees. We live in God's time. Please acknowledge that. Join with Tim Tebow on his wonderful words, God sees the big picture.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story. When he's 17 years old, he's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
Did you go outside this morning? The weather is certainly getting cooler. The fall is here. The leaves are changing. It is such a beautiful world in God's creation, and it is certainly time each and every day to give thanks for everything. That's the way all our actions and words become blessed. Join with Charlotte Ritchie on her wonderful In Everything, Give Thanks. You're in the valley today. You know it's only momentarily. You know it's only temporary. Tomorrow is a new day of grace and mercy, the daily bread from heaven, our manna from the sky to give us, as Blanca and Torrin Wells sing, something better.
It's been a couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on, yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I wouldn't make it through. I was safe because of you. I don't know.
A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. It was you and no story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better.
In this month of October, never say, oh, I want to be like that person on the magazine cover. I want to be like that person I see on the TV show or in the movie. I want their house. I want their car. Never do that. God gives us what we need to fulfill our given mission and purpose. Never compare yourself to others. What God gives to others is for them. If God gave them to us, we simply would not know what to do with them. God makes us unique so we can be a blessing to others in our own special way. With that theme in mind, join with Candace Cameron Bure with her wonderful words, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique, you know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things, but you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
God certainly is with us each and every day. For those of you who are celebrating Yom Kippur, we know that God is with us. The gates of heaven are open during these days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But certainly, you don't have to be Jewish to acknowledge whatever tradition, background, culture you are, that God is certainly the one that finds the way through all our troubles. Sometimes God doesn't remove our problems, but God allows us to go around them. God is certainly, as Michael W. Smith sings, our way maker. On this beautiful Thursday, I hope you're seeing the glory of God. I hope you're thanking each and every moment. I hope you're praying to God. And don't be offset by that fancy word, prayer. It's simply a word that just means conversation with God, talking to God. So God understands our voice and hears us say, I know that voice. I heard that voice just a couple of minutes ago. I heard that voice yesterday. I know that voice. Good morning. Join with Blessing Offer on his brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. If you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter.
It's so very important to know that if we think our problems are big, we don't know how big our God is. You have to trust that God is omnipotent, that God was, is, and will always be, and no problems are too big for God to handle. God has known us before we were born. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each one of us individually. Please join in with Priscilla Shire on her wonderful words, trust in God's power, not your own.
You can be the most talented person in the world, but if you go in your own strength and power, you still won't be able to accomplish the God calling on your life. It requires what it is that only God Himself can give to you to accomplish the task. Ooh, the enemy hopes you will go in your own power. He hopes you will think you are flashy enough and savvy enough and talented enough and impressive enough so that you will no longer lean on God instead of leaning to your own understanding.
Did you look up to God? Yet point up to heaven and say, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Do it right now. Do it wherever you are. Just point up and say, this is my day to get closer to the given mission and purpose that God has for me. On that theme, join with the late, great Whitney Houston on her I Look to You.
Thank you.
as I lay me down. Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
It is time to pray. Why do I say that? No matter where we are, it's time to pray. God is everywhere, so we can pray anywhere. Sing with Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion on their so very beautiful, The Prayer.
And watch us where we go. us to be wise in times when we don't know.
On this beautiful Thursday morning, or whenever you're listening, I want to remind you that if you don't have the opportunity, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station, always go to the podcast at wwdbam.com, or I'm always posting the links on all my social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok. Even X, that used to be Twitter. So you can have joy anytime during the day on any smart device. Sing with Torrin Wells on his Joy in the Morning.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fate till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, there will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. Oh. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy.
I want to wish everybody such a blessed day, and please acknowledge that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Sing with Patrick Mayberry on his Lead On, Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make. Up and move. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, that's my song. Walking with my Father into the great unknown. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make way.
Have a beautiful day, everybody. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.